Well, hello there. Greetings, mon chéri, as they say on the continent. It's Alex Baker here for day 366. No, I don't know what the day is, actually, but it's a week or so after the end of hashtag 365. And I said I was going to continue doing like a weekly update just to say hello, really, and see how things are going until I reach my goal weight, which I'm still pretty far away from. However, I have weighed myself, and I'm currently 15 stone and 3 pounds, which is absolutely amazing. Another 2 pounds lost, and getting ever closer to seeing that 14 at the start of my weight. My goal is 14 stone on paper. In actuality, I'm going to have to see how it goes, because you know how throughout the whole podcast I've talked about how I carry a load of weight around my waist? Finally, at last, it's that weight that's starting to go. Every pound that I lose, I now seem to be losing it from round kind of my waist, my midriff, which is super exciting because it's a bit annoying how like the rest of my body's got smaller, but that part has pretty much remained the same. And I always knew it was going to be the last to go. Everyone has their problem areas, don't they? That's definitely my problem area. But it's amazing to see, like, with every pound that comes off, that is just getting smaller and smaller now. So I'm absolutely stoked about that. I have to be honest, I felt a bit adrift, like a ship with no anchor, not doing the podcast every day for the past week or so. It's been quite an unusual experience after the kind of rigidity of doing it every day and knowing it's there and it being front of mind to suddenly not be doing it. It feels a bit overwhelming. I feel a bit like, I don't know, exposed. Do you know what I mean? Like I've lost my anchorage, which I have, like quite literally. Because I'm not doing it every day. But what that in itself has been an interesting kind of experiment and realization, because what I have realized is that I have fundamentally changed my relationship with food. So apart from a couple of slip-ups, like at the weekend where I basically massacred a buffet, no self-control at all. Apart from that, I've been a beacon of health. And that clearly shows on the scales because I've lost another couple of pounds. So I'm thinking that potentially by the end of this week, I'm going to be seeing a 14 at the front of my weight. I'm in a really good focus place. I feel good. I feel light on my feet. I feel energized. So yeah, I'm feeling good. By the way, if you haven't already watched Game Changers on Netflix, if you're a Netflix subscriber, do make sure you check out Game Changers. No, I'm not getting paid by anyone to say that. But I watched it the other day. It's been on there for ages. It's not a new thing, but you know, I've seen people talking about it. But I just thought, oh, I'll give it a watch and see what it's all about. I was up late one night and just thought we had a bit of time. And it's amazing. It's all about how there's so many elite athletes around the world who are completely vegan. You know, they're completely plant-based. They don't eat meat at all. And it's sort of a challenge to the food industry who've been telling us for years and years and years that meat makes you big and strong, that animal protein is the best source of protein. And it sort of debunks a lot of those theories and a lot of those myths around meat intake. And there's interviews with, you know, this ultra-marathon runner who ran the Appalachian Trail and this guy who's the strongest man in the world. He lifts like 85 stone of weight. It's absolutely ludicrous. And he's completely vegan and has been for years. Calls it vegan power. And you know, I'm not vegan. I tried veganism for a while, a couple of years ago, did it for 6 months or so. I found myself getting really bloated because I was eating a lot of like meat substitute stuff, which tends to have quite a lot of gluten in. I'm a little bit gluten intolerant. So I sort of knocked it on the head. But I don't know. I'm aware of the fact that I don't really need to eat meat. So, I don't know, maybe the next part of this journey is to sort of not become a vegetarian, certainly not to become vegan again, because I found it too restrictive for me personally, but certainly massively reducing the amount of meat. I mean, I don't need to eat meat at all, but I reckon I can comfortably only eat it once or twice a week. You know what I mean? As like a treat or an indulgence, should I say. Anyway, I hope you're having a wicked week. Pray for me. I've got 3 stone to lose. Well, three pounds to lose, 4 pounds to see that 14 at the start of my weight. And if I keep going as I'm going this week, I'm getting loads of steps away, being really good with my food. It might just happen by the end of this week. It might. Let's see how we get on. And thanks for still listening. Oh, you're so awesome.